free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Hi, Visa.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Since I'm in the post-production and a bit stressed, so I would say a bit stressed, a bit tired, excited, and a bit fearful, I would say.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I guess reading and listening to music.
Do you have a secret obsession? Well, one that you're willing to share. Let's put it like that.
Oh, I have so many. I think we should skip this.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it can be obviously film related, directing related, but it doesn't have to be.
I did so many, many shitty jobs in my life. Bartending.
Okay.
I think I learned a lot from bartending. I actually learned also a lot for directing by bartending, also how to deal with people in difficult situations. And I used to be an internship and assistant director in theaters. Mm-hmm. And this was probably the thing that I enjoy most.
Okay. What do you appreciate in your friendships?
When they tell me that I'm wrong, if I'm wrong.
Wow, okay. That is first, but yeah, very good point. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
Very clear, feta cheese.
Okay.
I can eat it every day. And yeah.
A specific kind of feta cheese? I mean, from like a specific country or area or?
No, actually, it never can be bad, but there are some certain kinds. So I like very much the Greek one.
Okay, yes. One of my best friends is Greek. And it's such a difference when you're in Greece and you buy, I mean, even like the supermarket cheese there is just tons better than the one you get here.
For sure, yes, yeah.
If you weren't a director, what would you be?
Actually, I really don't know. A writer, but at the same time, I'm very much afraid to just write something as a text.
Yeah.
I read so many great books that somehow just the thought scares me, but probably, yeah.
Okay. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Conducting. I think this is the most beautiful job you can do. I think really having an orchestra and getting lost for hours in some kind of music you love, I think this is the best you can spend your time with.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe something also that you watched that moved you or impressed you or inspired you?
I think this year, I think I watched three films that really hit me very, very strong.
Yeah.
The one who had the biggest impression was Sound of Falling. And I think it's such a good, it's so great that it's coming out of Germany. And I think it does the industry in Germany very, very well. I think it's a very, very important film and I was completely blown away.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
To be honest, in the last month, I was all the time traveling. And so, but the last one who really hit me in a strange way and made a connection to myself that usually I haven't had this experience for a very long time was Der Platz by Aniano. Actually, I started to read it because I couldn't fall asleep. And then I ended up reading it. It's a short book and not sleeping at all. And it really, I think Aniano is the greatest. Yeah.
Thanks for the recommendation. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean that they need to be heroic.
Aniano. I mean, in the last years, actually, Aniano is for me like the most important person writing today. And I got very excited when she got the Nobel Prize. I think she's incredible.
Now we're coming to the film-related questions. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I'm very curious to see what Malin Ade does. And I'm very curious to see what the director who did Sound of Falling does.
Which, again, maybe German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talents would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you've worked with or you want to work with?
There's a Georgian filmmaker. She did Beginning. I was deeply impressed by this film, and I'm very curious. And I'm afraid to watch her second feature, April, because of the subject. A friend of mine, with whom I'm having a company, not for the first time, Pia Hellenthal, and she did a documentary, Searching Eva. I very, very much liked. I feel she has a very interesting visual approach towards things that actually, on the first sight, don't match, but somehow she manages. And I'm very curious to see when she does her first fictional work.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
I guess my connection with music. I have almost a religious connection to it. Somehow I can get very much lost, and usually I can spend the whole day listening to music.
What do you dislike about yourself?
Sometimes I feel I'm making things easier and they turn way more complicated than they were at the beginning. So,
okay. Yeah. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
For the first time, I'm also involved on this project right now, also involved as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take some extra roads to find out that there are also some shortcuts. And recording to this, I think I could have done a few things better.
Which random thing makes you happy?
Usually things that allow me not to think or make sure that I'm too busy with them. Basically, biking and also being in a forest.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I was thinking about this. I guess not. But I think you cannot actually be evil to someone if you're not evil to yourself in a way. And I think this goes also with the society. And I think a society cannot treat some parts of it shitty without treating itself also shitty.
Very true. And we're at the last question. That's always a very interesting one. Who would play you in a film or a series about your life?
This is already happening.
Oh, okay.
This is a cartoon character I feel very much related to, Homer Simpson.
Oh, wow.
He can hit the wall and being surprised that there is a wall, and he hits it again and is the same as surprised as he was before. I think a lot, actually, of Homer Simpson.
Wow. Okay. That is a big surprise, I have to say. I mean, I'm very partial to to The Simpsons. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lisa. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Christina.
Free audio post-production. Biophonic.com.